What we're seeing in terms of trends more broadly with local sporting clubs is that there's a decline in terms of the number of people that are available to assist in a volunteering capacity. So we're seeing that in a whole range of different types of clubs. And then what's happening conversely, so whilst we're getting fewer people involved in terms of assisting clubs, we're getting increases around administrative burdens from peak bodies, from you know, government agencies, from you know, the insurance agencies and so forth. So fewer people, but more responsibility. So it's really difficult for clubs to be able to function, you know, as they would like.
And tonight it's focusing very much on the smaller clubs?
It is. So this is an initiative called Building Active Community Workshops by the state government. They have a whole range of different subject matters. Tonight is about sports marketing and sponsorship. So it's really about trying to help the local club volunteers better position their club in the marketplace, not only in terms of sponsorship, but attracting members, you know, trying to develop other community partnerships and relationships. But certainly there's a lot of focus tonight around sponsorship techniques and strategies and some of the trends we're seeing too, because the way that we used to, I guess, sell sponsorship within local sporting clubs 20 years ago is very different in this digital age in terms of what's attractive to local sponsors.
So gone are the days of the old chook raffles. We've got to be a little bit more creative in our thought processes.
Yeah, very much so. It's the chook raffles. It's the things such as, you know, we had a very strong reliance around things such as sponsorship signage around our grounds and on our uniforms and those types of aspects. It's very much more focused about how can sponsors actually engage with our members. So, you know, how do we put them in contact? How can we actually reinforce their product options and those types of aspects? So signage and all those types of things are nice, but they don't actually get a lot of tangible benefit from that. They want to talk to local club members is what they're looking for.
Is it fair to say that sponsors and organisations giving to a community, they want a return?
They do want a return, and it's highly competitive as well, because you know, a lot of clubs will actually, you know, knock on doors, have sponsorship packages, and seek that type of support. The other thing that's probably changed, you know, post Sydney Olympics, where there was a real strong focus around corporate support of sport, is that there's quite rightly and understandably there's a whole range of community benefits now also fighting for that dollar. So a lot of our larger companies have a bit more of a social conscience, so you know they're looking to support community groups and you know at-risk groups and you know groups that are of least disadvantage and aspects along those lines as well.
Jason, as we sit here, people are coming into the auditorium. You're hoping tonight that they will gain some knowledge. What sort of things would people directly and tangibly learn tonight?
I think the important thing is for them to learn that the way they market their club, the way they sell their sponsorship, there are common principles in terms of doing that. But what I'm hoping that when they leave the room tonight, they actually understand what their point of difference is and the way that they can sell their club differently from the club next door and the club down the road. Because if I think we've got about 40 different clubs potentially here tonight, so if they all actually, finish the session and all put in the same practices and strategies, you know, that's actually not going to help their core. So it's about trying to help them recognise what their advantages are, their competitive advantages, and how they can market their club, which is different from the way the club next door might do it.
Is this a new initiative or has it been tried before?
The Building Active Community Workshops have probably been going for the last 2 to 3 years. They run all over the state by the Queensland Government. And as I said before, there's a whole range of different subject matters. So they do have them in each region throughout Queensland and different subject matters. So largely what they try to do is on an annual basis that there's a workshop for each of the key subject matters like finance and governance and so forth as well.
Would all these strategies work right across the board, or is there specific groups, like say a bowls group, as opposed to say a football club, for example? Would they use the same principles, or because they're different, try another avenue?
It's really important that the club understands who they are, who their membership base is, and the demographics of that membership base. So if you look at the example that you provided, a bowls club obviously typically have more older adults as their members. So they need to try to align themselves in terms of potential sponsors with those that will get a benefit from that demographic. If it's a local soccer club, you know, quite rightly, they're mainly families involved in that. So again, what's the type of sponsor that's looking to engage with families and young people and those types of relationships? So no, it does need to differ, and that's part of the message for tonight.